This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Voting for elections to House of Representatives and Province Assembly starts. Voting to continue till 5 in the evening. Government and Election Commission urge voters to exercise voting rights enthusiastically. President Vidyadevi Bhandari calls on citizens to take part in today's voting process. And FIFA Men's World Cup 2022 starting today in Qatar. Now the news in detail. Voting for elections to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly is being held from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. across the country today. In a press conference in Kathmandu yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalya said all election-related preparations have been completed and the voters can cast their ballot in a fearless manner. The commission shared that all managerial works related to the election were completed and security arrangements were in place to make the election free and fair. The commission appealed to the voters to exercise their franchise enthusiastically without being under the influence of anyone. According to the commission, there are a total of 10.79,088,570 voters registered with the commission. And there will be 22,227 voting centres in 10,892 polling stations. Altogether, 7,290 national and international observers have been selected to observe the election. Additionally, representatives of 18 foreign diplomatic missions in Nepal will monitor the election today. According to the Election Commission, a total of 246,960 staff and around 300,000 of security personnel have been deployed for the elections. Meanwhile, the Election Commission Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalya has directed the employees mobilized on election duty to be committed to conducting the elections sincerely without being swayed by any prejudice or inclination. He issued special instructions to the employees deputed for voting and vote counting under the elections to carry out their duty by maintaining the dignity and gravity of their responsibility. Chief Election Commissioner Thapalya directed the employees to make the voting and the vote counting activities decent and well managed by fully abiding by the election-related guidelines and directives. Chief Election Commissioner Thapalya has urged the election employees not to come under the influence and interest of the political parties or candidate or election representatives or any other person. The government has called the people to vote confidently in today's elections as adequate security arrangements were in place for it. Secretary at the Home Ministry, Binod Prakash Singh, said nearly 300,000 security personnel were mobilized to ensure safe election. He urged all not to doubt the election security. There are 115,000 temporary police mobilized for the election, where there will be three layers of the security in view of the sensitivity of the voting center. Nepal police will be in the first layer, armed police force in the second, and Nepali army in the third. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has urged all Nepali citizens to enthusiastically take part in the voting for the elections to the member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly. In a message on the occasion of the elections, President Bhandari termed the right to vote as the supreme exercise of civic rights. The president said the periodic election is the means of bringing the people's sovereignty into real practice, reflecting the reality that people are the actual source of the state power. The president highlighted the historic significance of the general election to institutionalize the Federal Democratic Republic enshrined by the Nepal's constitution delivered by the people's elected Constituent Assembly. She has called on the Election Commission, security bodies, government employees and all the bodies concerned to contribute from their respective sides to make the election a grand success. The Press Council Nepal has said its serious attention has been drawn to the fake news disseminated in social networking sites aimed at influencing the elections. Issuing a press release yesterday, the council also appealed to all to remain cautious to the fake news being circulated through the social media and the social networking sites. Radio Nepal will be covering the elections from today's election day to the counting of the votes to the results day. Our correspondents are all over the country. We have a few of our correspondents across the Kathmandu Valley as well. So in line, we have a correspondent from Bhaktapur. Manjil?
Yes, please, Kausal.
Yeah, you can hear me, right?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. So can you give me your precise location?
I'm at Suryabinayak Municipality Ward Number 7 office, and it is a polling station for Bhaktapur Constituency Number 2.
Okay, so this is still the early hours of the election. So are people gathering at the polling centers? What is the situation like where you are situated?
Yes, since it's early in the morning and people are starting to come around, people are gathering around, and the police, security personnel are managing the people, keeping them in line. And yes, people are participating excitingly.
Okay, so you've mentioned about some of the preparations. So can you tell me more about what preparations the Election Commission has done at your place? For example, you said about the security arrangement, but about the elderly people, about women, because Nepal's voting is considered one of the most inclusive voting processes in the world. So what is the overall inclusive preparations for the voting?
For inclusive preparation, I can see that they have managed different queuing lines for disabled people and
okay.
elderly, and they have been given prioritized to not to get in line and just go and vote. And since it's early in the morning for the election preparations, the officials, they have been very busy, and I can't even manage, or I can't find someone to gather some information, more information. Maybe I could do that maybe a bit later, but since it's early in the morning, the officials and the people who are working in the polling stations, they are quite busy right now.
Yeah, today it's a very busy day for them.
Yes.
Okay, so Election Commission has set some code of conduct for the voting day as well. For example, you cannot woo the voters that are in the line. You cannot have your election campaign materials near the polling booths. Are those kind of code of conduct being abided by the candidates and the political parties in the place that you are at the moment?
As far as I can see, that there is nothing that of that sort, and people are just doing their normal chores, and they have been gathering. And as far as I can see, that there is nothing to influence the voters, and the people who are volunteering around, helping people around, I can't see them as well carrying such inclination towards some political parties or something like that. And they have been, as far as we can see, they have been good to help people.
So,
they have been assisting people.
So, Manjil, in most of the constituencies, what we've seen is the candidates, they are the first one to vote, or they are among the first ones to vote. So your constituency, the polling booth at which you are at the moment,
yes.
Has it seen any of a high-profile candidate coming to vote?
As far as I've been here since 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I haven't seen any candidate from this area to first vote. But as far as that came to my knowledge,
mm-hmm.
an elderly person inaugurated the voting here.
That is the beauty of Nepali election. It's very inclusive.
Yes.
So thank you, Manjil. Keep stay connected and tell us more about what is happening in Bhaktapur Constituency Number 2. Thank you very much.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Manjil Ghimire from Bhaktapur Constituency Number 2. We have another of our correspondent who is in line with us. Sonika?
Hello, Kausal.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. And what about you?
I'm also doing great. Thank you. So can you give me your precise location? I know that you're in Kathmandu Constituency Number 1, but your precise location?
I am recently at Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Constituency 1 in New Banishers.
Okay, so it is still early hours. I mean, it is only,
yeah.
What, 1 hour since the election started. So are people gathering in the polling stations, polling centers? Can you see people walking on the street, going to the polling booths?
Yeah, of course, the people, they are lined up in the to cast their ballot, and I can see like the large number of people, they are coming to the election center and they are in a lineup to cast their vote. And talking about the security arrangements here, like people, they are in a strict position, like the security arrangements have been made way tighter, and I can see large number of security personnel and the patrol police are also mobilized here to run the election in a peaceful manner.
Okay, so Sonika, like I asked with Manjil, Nepal's democracy, Nepal's election process, it is considered one of the most inclusive, one of the most participatory election processes in the world. What are there any provisions to aid, to help the senior citizens and the women or differently abled people at the polling booth that you are situated at the moment?
Yes, when I talked with the election officer of this constituency, he said me that security and different doors have been assigned for the senior citizens, disabled people, and the pregnant women to cast a vote in the ballot.
Okay, Sonika, so election commission has set a code of conduct for the voting day,
yeah.
like I asked with Manjil. And Kathmandu constituency number one is one of the most, it is in the center of Kathmandu, which itself is the capital of Nepal. So there are many people who are looking at this election with much enthusiasm. So code of conduct such as the election material not being allowed, the campaigning material not being allowed inside or around the periphery of the polling booth, those kind of code of conduct, are they being abided by or followed by the candidates and the political parties at your booth?
Yes, people, they are taken special care, like they are not allowed to take mobile phones with them inside the polling booth, and the police personnel have been also taking care of that. They are not giving priority to the people to walk to the election center near to them. So, like, special arrangement has been for them.
Okay, Sonika, please stay connected because, like I said, Kathmandu constituency number one in the center of the capital city, many people are having their focus on it. Thank you so much for your information. So continuing with our election live program, we have Tika Prasad Khadka from Toka. Tika?
Yes, Kausal.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, I'm getting you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
I
morning.
Hope you're doing good.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Well, Kausal, right now I'm at Silingchar, Dapashi-based Silingchar Secondary School.
Yes.
And this is on the constituency 5, and this is, of course, the center focus for, as heavyweight candidates are vying from this center. And from early this morning, I'm here at Dapashi-based Silingchar High School now.
Yes, Tika, like you said, Kathmandu constituency number 5, it has heavyweight candidates from the political parties, and also there are many independent candidates who are very famous, who are doing well, who are looked upon highly in the society. So it's a very interesting election constituency. So, Tika, it's still the early hours, but are people gathering at the polling centers? Can you see them walking on the streets, going to the polling booths? Can you see them lining up at the polling centers?
Definitely, Kausal. Definitely, I see people lining up, and it's still early morning, and I see people, very few people lining up and casting their votes very enthusiastically, and the number of people are also just coming to cast the vote.
And preparations, what about security arrangement and other preparations, other administrative preparations?
Well, security arrangement has been beefed up as the, Nepal police, armed police force personnel, and temporary police personnel have also been deployed in different corners of the center. And in comparison to other centers, I think it is the most strengthened center in terms of security.
Yes, Tika. So, like I asked with Sonika and also Manjil, Nepal's election process, Nepal's democracy is looked upon as one of the most progressive, one of the most inclusive election processes in the world. So what are the provisions for people, differently abled people, senior citizens, women, people who cannot stand in line? So what preparations have been made to help them cast their votes?
Differently abled people, there are different centers and booths have been arranged for casting votes, and election officials have also been deployed for assisting them, Kausal. So they don't have to line up there.
That's very nice of them. So, like I asked with other correspondents, code of conduct. The Election Commission has set a certain code of conduct even for the voting day, such as not having your campaigning material nearby, or not wooing the voters, not having any kind of hassles, not creating any kind of hassles in the polling booth. It's still early hours. So whatever we are saying, it's only 1 hour since the voting started. But still, are you seeing the candidates, the political parties, abiding by the code of conduct set for the election day?
Definitely. Kausal, I have not seen the political candidates here right now, but however, the voting is taking place very peacefully and very, fair and impartial manner.
Tika, what we have seen across the country is that most of the high-profile leaders or the candidates are the first one to vote, or among the first one to vote. So are there any high-profile candidates or anyone who are looked upon in the society or celebrities who have cast their vote from your polling booth?
Kausal, I have not noticed it. However, there is a total of 130 votes cast so far.
In the first hour of the day?
Yes.
Okay.
82 males have cast, while 48 females have cast the votes so far.
Thank you for the information. Tika, please be connected, because like Kathmandu, constituency number 1, constituency number 5 is also a very interesting constituency. Thank you for your time. So we are continuing with our election live. Our correspondents are all across the country giving us information about the election day, the voting process from different parts of the country. Even in Kathmandu Valley, we have some of our correspondents there. We have a correspondent from Kathmandu constituency number 8, Della.
Hello, Kausal.
Good morning. I hope you're doing good.
Good morning. Yes. I'm at the constituency 8, Nagarjuna Municipality, ward number 5, Kausal. So you're getting me, right?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. So you've given me your precise location. Like I said, it's only 1 hour, 20 minutes since the voting has started. But can you see people? I mean, are there people lining up in the polling booths? Are there people walking on the streets, going to the voting centers? Can you see those kind of activities happening from at your place?
Kausal, right now I'm at UR Sahabagita School, which is the voting station of Kathmandu Election Constituency number 8, ward number 5 of Nagarjuna Municipality. And here are a total 1,291 voters. And I've seen that voters are enthusiastically lining up in the queue to participate in the election to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly. And I've seen that they're very much excited to elect their representatives to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly. And the voting has started as at 7:15 a.m. and it's still, as of now, it has been going on in a smooth manner, in a free and fearless environment without any hassle, Kausal. The environment is like that. And the volunteers are seen helping the people with disability and the elderly citizen. And I've asked the election officer, Madhav Prasad Wagle, here that separate line arrangements have been made for male and female voters, and provision has been arranged in such a way that elderly citizens and disabled people do not have to queue up in the line to cast the vote, Kaushal.
Indeed, that's the beauty of Nepali election, the voting process.
Exactly, Kaushal.
Okay, Della, we've seen that many candidates, many high-profile candidates are the first one to vote in their constituency. So have you noticed someone of high ranking or the candidates of Kathmandu constituency number 8 voting from the polling booth at which you are situated?
Kaushal, this is also the voting station of CPN Marist Center leader Nanda Kumar Prasai and Nagarjuna Municipality Deputy Mayor Susila Acharya, and they've already cast their ballot. And security arrangements have also been beefed up and strictly managed. And the first one to vote here was Sabine Putuwar, who was 32 years old. And elderly people have just begun to arrive due to cold in the early morning, Kaushal.
Yes, I think when the temperature rises, when the mercury rises, the enthusiasm, especially among the elderly people, will also rise. So, Della, Election Commission has set a certain code of conduct for the election day as well. For example, not having your campaigning materials nearby, not creating any hassle at the polling booth, not going and talking to the voters, wooing them to vote for them. So are those kind of code of, I mean, whatever I'm saying, it's very early because it's only 1 hour and 20 minutes, 25 minutes since the voting has started. But are those kind of code of conduct being abided by, being followed by the candidates and the mainstream political parties in your polling booth?
Kaushal, as of now, I have not witnessed any sort of violation of election code of conduct set by the Election Commission as of now, and the voting is going on in a very smooth manner, Kaushal, and no one is violating as of now. And I've even asked the election officers here, and there's no such information of violation of the code of conduct.
Thank you, Della. Please stay connected because, I mean, every constituency in Kathmandu, it's of interest to the people. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kaushal. Thank you so much.
We are continuing with our election live process. So we have Arjun Sapkota from Kathmandu constituency number 9. Arjun?
Yes, Kaushal.
Can
How
you hear
you,
me? Kaushal? I'm doing good.
I'm clearly hearing you.
I hope you're doing good as well.
Yeah, Kaushal.
So can you give me your precise location?
Kaushal, right now I'm in Amar Jyoti Secondary School, which is a polling station of Constituency 9, which falls under Nagarjuna 10 as well.
Okay, so this is still the early hours, but do you see people gathering at the polling booths? Do you see people going to vote from their residences? Do you see people in the streets gathering and being enthusiastic about the voting process?
Yes, Kaushal. People have been, you know, going from their homes enthusiastically, and I can see clearly that people are in queue, some women and men, female and male vote are in queue, you know, waiting their turn to vote. So people have gathered around the polling station as well, and number of the people are increasing now.
So Arjun, inclusiveness has been the cornerstone of Nepali democracy, and with it, the Nepali voting system and the voting process. So what about the inclusive provisions, for example, helping the elderly people, the women, those who are differently able to vote without much hassle? What are provisions that are set by the Election Commission? Are they being followed in your constituency, the polling booth at where you are?
Well, Kaushal, all these criteria set by the Election Commission are being followed in this station as well. The elderly people, people with disabilities, and people having some health issues should not wait their turn in queue. So there have been arrangements, so there wouldn't be any problem for the people with the different issues that I talked about.
And about the security arrangements, are everything going good and peaceful?
Yeah, everything is good, Kaushal. The personnel from different security agencies are now fulfilling their duty well. So there isn't any kind of security problem or any sort of on-road activities happening now. So everything is going on in peaceful environment, Kaushal.
Arjun, Election Commission has set certain code of conduct for the voting day. For example, not having your campaigning materials nearby, or not having your agents wooing the voters to vote for their parties. I mean, like I said, like I've been saying, this is still very, very early. But are those code of conduct being followed by the candidates and the mainstream political parties?
Kausal, because, you know, the way Election Commission has this, it's some 22 is for the political parties as well. Here aren't any candidates or political parties representatives that I don't see anyone, you know, lowering the candidates or manipulating the candidates to vote in favor of them. So no one I could see here waving or having some kind of signs or symbols of certain political parties. So I can say what I have been witnessing here, that everything is going as per the Election Commission's the criteria.
Arjun, thank you for your time and information. Please stay connected.
Thank you, Kausal. Thank you so much.
That was Arjun Sapkota, one of our correspondents. He is situated at Kathmandu constituency number 9. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Negotiators at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt neared a breakthrough deal on Saturday for a fund to help poor countries being ravaged by the impacts of global warming, but remained locked over how to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions driving them. With a final climate accord already more than a day overdue, representatives of nearly 200 nations were anxious for an agreement they could bill as a step forward in the fight against climate change. Now, football. The 22nd edition of the FIFA Men's World Cup is starting in Qatar today, with the host country playing against Ecuador in the first match. As many as 32 countries are taking part in the tournament. The Qatar World Cup will be the last World Cup to feature 32 nations. 48 nations will participate in the next edition of the World Cup, which will be jointly hosted by United States and Mexico. This is the first time that FIFA World Cup is being held in Middle East and Arab country. Qatar hosting the World Cup has been seen as a momentous achievement for all Arab countries. This is also only the second time that World Cup is being held in Asia. In 2002, Japan and South Korea had jointly hosted the FIFA World Cup. The final game will be played in the Lusail Iconic Stadium in Lusail, Qatar. There is also a very big fan following for football and the World Cup in Nepal. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of province number 1, Gandaki province and Karnali province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the western high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminders of the headlines once again. Voting for elections to House of Representatives and Province Assembly starts. Voting to continue till 5 in the evening. Government and Election Commission urges voters to exercise voting rights enthusiastically. President Bidyadevi Bhandari calls on citizens to take part in today's voting process, and FIFA Men's World Cup 2022 starting today in Qatar. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. For more news and election-related coverage, keep listening to Radio Nepal.